From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In reaction to Thursday's announcement that U.S. President Barack Obama will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016, the Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, calling the American decision illogical. Taliban spokesman Zabula Mujahid, in a statement emailed to VOA, says the insurgent group has repeatedly asserted that the American troops would not end the invasion of Afghanistan and that their fake promises were meant only to mislead Afghans and the American people. On Thursday at the White House, President Obama said the bottom line is that in key areas of the country, the security situation is still very fragile, and in some places there is risk of deterioration. While America's combat mission may be over, he continued, our commitment to Afghanistan and its people endures. Nigerian emergency officials said Friday that two suicide bombers killed at least 30 people during evening prayers at a mosque in Maiduguri in the country's northeast. The blasts were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first blast. Dozens of people were also wounded in the blasts. Police told the French news agency that the mosque itself was also heavily damaged. While no one has claimed responsibility for the blasts, the Boko Haram militant group, formed in northeastern Nigeria, has announced its intention to create a strict Islamic state in the area. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. China's defense minister called for renewed efforts to safeguard regional peace and stability, but largely avoided discussing controversial territorial disputes on Friday as Beijing hosted a meeting of Southeast Asian defense chiefs. Several nations, most notably the Philippines and Vietnam, have overlapping territorial claims with China in the South China Sea, but Beijing has been reluctant to discuss the matter. China has been working with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, for years on a long-delayed code of conduct to help lower tensions in the South China Sea. Throughout the process, however, China has become more aggressive about defending its maritime claims in the contested waterway. Most significantly, China has been building artificial islands and equipping them with state-of-the-art military facilities in an effort to bolster its claims. Palestinian protesters have torched parts of a Jewish holy site in a West Bank town, according to Israeli officials, who are preparing for more major protests on Friday amid a continuing wave of unrest. A group of about 100 Palestinians used Molotov cocktails to set fire to Joseph's tomb overnight in the Palestinian town of Nablus. The mob was later dispersed by Palestinian security forces, who also put out the fire. It's not clear how badly the fire damaged the site where the biblical patriarch Joseph is said to be buried. The Israeli army will bring the perpetrators to justice, restore the site, and ensure that freedom of worship returns to Joseph's tomb, an Israeli spokesman said via Twitter. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack, calling it irresponsible and ordering an investigation. Human Rights Watch urged Nepali authorities on Friday to immediately investigate and bring to justice the people responsible for killings and other violations during protests over a new constitution. The group said at least 45 people were killed during protests this year in August and September. Nepal decided to deliver a new constitution following the country's devastating earthquake in April. HRW said after nearly a decade of a political stalemate, the country chose that vulnerable time to go forth with plans for a new constitution, leaving little time for consultations. The new charter was published in September, sparking protests in ethnic minority areas, primarily in the far west and southern parts of the country. Protesters were demanding greater political autonomy. In what the Justice Department calls the first case of its kind in the United States has charged a Kosovo citizen with computer hacking and handing over the personal information of more than 1,000 U.S. military members to the Islamic State. Authorities in Malaysia have arrested Ardit Farizi on a U.S. warrant. The Justice Department will seek extradition to the United States. Prosecutors allege that he broke into the computer system of a U.S.-based company and stole the personal information of over 1,300 military members. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.